Good morning. Go ahead. Let's hear this. I've been actually wanting to hear this segment.
Okay. Yeah. Here's a story that I would like to share about how annoying Chris can be.
So this segment,
I love you, Chris.
What's the segment called?
How annoying Chris can be. I love you, Chris.
So this is just one story. There's not a list.
No, there's a list. Rossi has more. We have more. But this is the starting point of the annoyingness.
All right, you got 3 minutes from now.
There's one from now.
Yeah, there's one.
It should start now. You should start now.
Okay, so the other day, Chris and I went somewhere, right?
Yeah.
We went to this building where in order to get in, you need to give your ID.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, it was a building. It was just a building. I was going for a meeting at an office with Pretty.
Okay, so this is a normal procedure at several office buildings. You show your ID and they let you in as a guest.
They take your ID.
Yeah, okay, big deal.
Yeah, no one's taking my ID.
This man, we get out of the car. I've just handed him his wallet to say, Chris, it was in my purse.
You
please take it. You know, we get to the building. I give my ID. What does Chris say? I don't have my wallet. I don't have my ID. What are you going
to
do?
Yeah, because I wanted to say to the lady that I've come for a meeting. Imagine I didn't have my wallet or I didn't have any ID on me. So what, now I can't go and have a meeting?
But all he had to do was reach into the wallet that he just put into his pocket, his ID and walk in. We spent six unnecessary minutes talking to the poor security woman who was just doing her job
and
trying to get in.
And I said to her, like, I know you're just doing your job and you got protocol, but I don't feel comfortable giving my Emirates ID to you to swap it for one of these little things. I didn't know this building. I've never been in there before. I don't know her. I'm handing over my Emirates ID to her.
He created such a scene. The woman got so angry with me because she thought I was responsible for this man.
Yep.
I had to give her my New York State driver's license and my Emirates ID so this man could get in.
I had my Starbucks card. I gave him that. They said no. Because they just want something, like, so they know you're going to come back.
And I just looked at him and I said, Chris, you have your ID. He's like, I've gone too far into the lie. I can't give my ID now.
Yeah, like 5 minutes into saying I don't have my wallet, she's just like, can you just do it? And I said, 5 minutes. I've just said I'm not gonna go back on my word now.
So annoying. Like,
unnecessary.
Unnecessary. Could have avoided it. That is case number
just
one.
Just principle, really. I don't like having to give my Emirates ID. That's my national ID card. I don't want to give it to someone to go into a. It was a meeting on level one. Like,
it doesn't
matter. I could see her and the room I was going to have a meeting in.
Procedure.
I said, like, let's tie a string. I'll give you a long string. You hold one end. I'll hold the other and go to the meeting. You know what I mean? So she's always connected to me.
It's procedure.
And when you
it's
want me to leave, procedure. Just pull it. Just jingle the string and I'll come out.
Just procedure.
Can I have a go?
Rossi, your turn.
Oh. Why am I annoying? That wasn't even annoying.
That was so annoying.
Survey says, not annoying.
You got me in trouble for your tantrum.
Yeah, go, Rossi. Why am I annoying?
Because say you rock up to, like, say we're all going somewhere and you're, like, a minute late.
A minute, 60 seconds.
60 seconds.
If I'm late or...
Me.
I'm never late.
Or anyone.
Yep.
You'll have a go at them.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
You'll say, oh, he's decided to join us, has he? Oh, yeah. Like, the other day, we were getting to go into the limo for 20 schools in 20 days. Mm. Oh, I came down 60 seconds later than everyone else. Oh, he's decided to join us, has he? He was standing outside the limo getting photos. I wasn't holding anything up in any shape or form. But yet, decided to join us, has he?
Because I liked everything. I like everything to be on time, and everything has a place in time. And you were late. It's like Pretty.
Seconds.
Pretty was taking photos out front of the car the other day for Instagram with Maz, right? So we're just waiting in the limousine. That sounded so like we're just waiting in the limousine. It's the limousine that they give us.
We get it for the school's tour, yeah.
Yep.
We don't have it all the time.
You know what I mean? And so the next thing I know. You know what I mean? I had to make sure that, you know, well, come on, I want to be on time.
It was one photo, but then if you're doing it, we're okay to wait?
I don't ever do that.
Yeah,
I respect everyone else's time.
Back to you, Pretty.
Well,
quickly, last one.
Every morning when Chris walks in, let's say by 5:50, if I have not vacated Chris's seat, he sits behind all the buttons and everything, maybe because I'm trying to get some exclusive audio or something is getting edited. You need to come in. Why can't I have my seat? I've come in. I don't have my seat. You just go off on us and you say we're not efficient enough to get our job done.
All I know is, like, could you imagine? Let me just explain something. Could you imagine if you get to your office at work, all right? You've just driven from Sharjah, you're tired, you just want to get in there, sit in your office, and then someone's sitting in your seat
going, hey,
I'll be out of there in a sec.
There's 9 seats here, yep. Comfy seats, couches, in fact.
They're not mine.
Couches.
There's only one that's mine. Tian, good morning.
Good morning, Chris.
What would you like to add to this conversation, Tian?
Chris, I absolutely agree with you. If it's not a government official, I will not hand it over my credentials. Especially Emirates ID and something of the sort. I will not do it. I refuse.
And there's many messages agreeing with what I did in that. I am not handing over my Emirates ID so I can have a meeting. I will hand over another ID.
You didn't even offer to do that.
Yeah, exactly. It was like a building at JLT. It was like a small little building in JLT. Thanks.
Pretty's point is, you wasted 6 minutes. You could have just got in and out.
I wasted 6 minutes for her to take an Instagram photo the other day.
No, you waited 30 seconds because literally that's how long it took.
Anyway, who's more annoying?
You.
Virgin Radio Time Saver Traffic. With McDonald's.
And one more thing, every morning, you guys don't know how lucky you are, you know, with me here in the hot seat. If I'm flying a plane and one of my wings break like you guys, what's going to happen?
Exactly. That's the speech that Chris gives Rossi and I every single morning.
Yeah. Well, listen, you guys, you don't like it, all right?
What would you like us to do?
You're not going anywhere.